Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Plenty questions, can you guess them all? Don't write them down, just shout them out, then tweet us with a score.
Hello and welcome to Plenty Questions with me, Lucy Porter.
And me, Justin Edwards.
He's come back.
Back from outer space. Just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face.
I did have a sad look on my face.
I'm sure you did for many reasons, but I've spent quite enough time with my other, arguably better family, and I've come back. Come all the way back from my exciting job.
Well, we can tell you all about that at some point, but maybe not now.
Well, it seems like I've missed lots. Well, I've listened to all the episodes when I've been away.
And
I got 20 out of 20
on
every single one, of course.
You got 20, well done.
Yeah, every single time, absolutely. Anyway, what about the last episode's brain teaser?
Which was from Magnum 3.14169.
Mega.
The brilliantly named. What connects the following? Manchester United FC, Liverpool FC, The Muppets and Harry Enfield. And the answer is that they've all had a top 10 song in the UK charts.
And what songs were they?
Anfield Rap.
Yeah. And United one was...
I don't know. I haven't bothered to look
it up. Is it Back Home? No, we did that one. No. One of those. The Muppets, what do they have?
I don't know.
Yeah. And Harry Enfield had loads of money, wasn't it?
Yes. Anyway, I'm sure everybody else knows, so flounder around trying to find them.
No. And in fact, now it's time for the big 20 questions. Question number one. Which Australian egg-laying mammal is also known as the spiny anteater? The echidna. Question number two. In which UK county is the city of Blackpool? Lancashire. Question number three. How many days are there in the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah? 8. Question number 4. Stanky Leg, Soldier Boy and Nay Nay are all types of what? Dance. Question number 5. In US horse racing, the Triple Crown is made up of the Belmont Stakes, the Preakness Stakes and which other race? The Kentucky Derby. Question number 6. George Harrison created handmade films in 1978 to finance which film? The Life of Brian. Question number 7. Which is the longest-running scripted primetime television series in the United States? The Simpsons. Question number 8. Which actress starred in both Ghost and Indecent Proposal? Demi Moore. Question number 9. Prince William, the Duke of Cambridge, attended which university? St Andrews. Question number 10. How many clubs have won the English Football Premier League? 7. Question number 11. Who was the first person to play the role of Dracula on film? Bela Lugosi. Question number 12. What Greek shipping magnate was the second husband of Jackie Kennedy? Aristotle Onassis. Question number 13. Which country is the second largest in the world in total area? Canada. Question number 14. What is the name of the hall in Asgard for warriors who fall in battle, ruled over by Odin? Valhalla. Question number 15. In which European capital city are the Nobel Peace Prizes given out? Oslo. Question number 16. What French-German composer wrote Orpheus in the Underworld, which features the infernal gallop, which is used for the can-can? Jacques Offenbach. Question number 17. Which politician, also known as the first Earl of Orford, was the first Prime Minister of Great Britain? Robert Walpole. Question number 18. What variety of grape, usually used for making red wine, is named after the sixth largest city in Iran? Shiraz. Question number 19. What was the currency of Austria that was replaced by the euro in 1999? The shilling. And question number 20. Who was born first, Larry Hagman or Larry Grayson? Larry Grayson. There we go. Those were your big 20 questions.
It was nice to hear them delivered in your dulcet tones.
Wasn't that nice instead of the screeching whine? Tweet us. I'm at Plenty Questions with a Z. And let us know your score. Now, I believe we have a new brain teaser for you today. And in honour of my return, I've composed this beautiful...
Aren't you good to us?
Beautiful brain teaser sting. Okay. Here we go.
That was worth coming back for, wasn't it?
God, dear, don't know why I bother.
Neither do I. So the brain teaser is sent in by our old friend Raphael H. Tetris Esquire, a.k.a. Nick Wookie from Cheshire. And it is this. What links the element with the atomic number 79?
79.
The name given to a male walrus. Not Justin. The colour of the benches in the House of Commons.
Common, like my wife.
And the dry protective casing of cereal grains.
Grains.
dry, like your sense of humour.
Cereal, like your...
So...
What links? The element with the atomic number 79.
The name given to a male walrus. The colour of the benches in the House of Commons. And the dry protective casing of cereal grains.
You can find out in the next episode what links all of those. And we'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to us.
Bye.
Plenty questions, 20 questions, I've finally come home. Although she's changed the locks and the kitchen's new and all my clothes are gone. Plenty questions. In fact, I think I'll come to the wrong house. GreatBigOwl.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.